The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen.
Daf Samechet. Today's daf is being studied there. L'nishmat Avraham ben Esther wa Hashem tenechanu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashulema Yosef ben Sarah Rachamim ben Adel ve Sarah bat Rachel. Elna refana dahem betoch shar chole amu Israel. Amen.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Victor Gindi, Hashem Yishmeru v'Hayehu, for continued hatzlacha in all his endeavors, continued success, bri'ut, health, happiness, and all good things. Amen.
We begin today's daf on Samech Dalar Amud Bet, starting three lines from the bottom.
Rabbi Yosef, lo pasak se'orin.
So Rabbi Yosef said that when it comes to giving her barley, so he said the barley number, that was Rabbi Ishmael that gave his wife barley because he lived next to Edom. He lived next to the Edom area. So the Gemara says, "Ela be'Edom hu de'achlin se'urin b'kula ama lo achle." What? Only in Edom they eat barley? No, nowhere else in the world they eat barley? What do you mean? If you're not living next to Edom, there's no such thing as giving barley? Hachi kamar. This is what it says. Lo pasak se'urin keflayim b'chitin. Which is when you pay the se'urim you have to give a double the amount of se'urim than chitin. Ela Rabbi Ishmael. Only you have to give double if it's in a situation like Rabbi Ishmael that lives next to Edom. Why? Because they're inferior, the Se'orim that come from Edom. Therefore, if you want to compensate her equally to give her the fair amount, you got to give her double the amount of Se'orim than you would of Hitin Davka, those that live in Edom or next to Edom, because that's the inferior quality that they're talking about over there. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Venoten la hatzi kav kitnit. It says you give her half a kav of legumes, you give her half a log of shemen, a mane of devela, of the dried of figs. Viluyayin lo ketani. But wine, you don't give, you don't send her. So the Gemara says, Mesaya lele bi el azar. Damar bi el azar. And poskim yenot leisha. You don't send wine to the lady. Why don't you send wine to the lady? Because it brings the debt to Abat Tashmish. So therefore, she's living alone. She's not with her husband. So you don't want to send her wine now to, because it's going to lead to Avera. Right? Rashi, shehayayin margila leta'avat Tashmish. It's going to train her to get into this way. Vim tomar. Oh, you can ask me a question with a pasuk in Hosea. Pasuk says, "Elcha achare me'ahabai." I'm going to go after the one that loves me. Notne lachmi, the one that gives me my bread, umemai, my water, tzemri ufishti, my clothes, shemni, my oil, v'shikuyai, my drink. Now, shikuyai is mashma, that does my yayin. So the lady's saying that that's one of the things the husband supplies for, the wine. So the Gemara says, "Devarim shaisha mishtokeket alehin." So the Gemara says, "No, shikuya is not milashon meshke; it's milashon tishuka. Tishuka is something that the lady desires. And what is that? Umayninu takshitin. That's talking about jewelry. So that pasuk over there is not talking about or besamim and stuff like that. It's not talking about the yayin. So you don't send the wife wine. The takshitim. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Ishkefar Neviraya. The Amrila Ishkefar Neforhail. Minayin She'en Poskim Yenot Leisha. Okay, how do you know that you don't give wine to the lady? You don't send her wine. She's the Emar. Vatakom Hana. This is Hana before she went to Shiloh, to the Mishkan, to pray for her son, eventual son Shemuel HaNavi. Vatakum hana achare ochla b'shilo, or after she ate in Shiloh, v'achare shato. Now, the language over here is shato velo shatat. It's mashma, when it comes to the eating, it says achla, after she ate. So it should have said also v'achare shetota, and after she drank. But it doesn't say that. It says the achare shato. It's mashma, somebody else was drinking. After she ate, and he drank. So you see over here, it's mashma that what? And that you don't send the wife. She was in Shiloh alone. Elkanah was sending her the food. So you see, he didn't send the wine. So you must hold it. Ela me'ata achla velo achal. Hakiname. What do you mean? You want to make diukim now? What? She ate and he didn't eat? Which means already, if you're making diukim, that the shato is he did the drinking and achla is she did the eating. What? And Elkanah did not, her husband did not eat? Because it says achla? Make the same duke that way. It's not mistabir to say that he did not eat in Shiloh. They were all eating from the korbanot. Well, why shouldn't he eat as well? So the Gemara says, no. We're going from the language change in the pasuk. Mechdi begava kaasig v'ateh. The pasuk is talking about what Hannah's doing. It's in her situation. She was eating. My tama shane. Why then, when you're talking about what Hana was doing, do you switch now and tell me what Elkanah was doing? V'achare shato. Shema minna shato velo shatat. You're right, we were not discussing Elkanah's eating or drinking. So if you're discussing the whole subject of Hana in this pasuk, so tell me, ahare ochla v'ahare shtota. Oh, from the fact that it says ahare ochla, after she ate v'ahare shato, so shato must be going back on Elkanah, and therefore we see what? That she did not drink, metive, comes to give her another question. So you tell me you don't give the wife wine. Regila notnim la. Oh, if she's accustomed, you do send her wine. Which means even when you're sending her ayedesh shalish, you send her. So the mefarshim over here ask a question over here. What's the question? The braita clearly says regila. And it's the answer's right there in the braita. I mean, that's the Gemara's answer, by the way. Regila shani. Regila is different. That when she's regil, then already, of course, we're not worried. She can hold our wine, so to speak. So we're not worried that's going to lead to promiscuity and things like that. So therefore, you can give her. So Tosfos and Nahav Amina, when the Gemara's asking the question, we assume that when it said you don't give her, it's talking about regila as well. Because they didn't make a haluk, it just said you don't send the wine. It's even a regila. So the Gemara says, oh yeah, but we have a bright that says regila, you do. So there's a difference. If she's not regila, not accustomed, then you don't send her. But if she is regila, you do send her. So now comes the Gemara and says, the Amar of Hanina bar Kana bar Shmuel, regila notnim la kos ehad. If she's regila, meaning accustomed to drink wine, you send her one cup. Ena regila notnim la. Shena regila notnim la shtei kosot. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It doesn't make sense. If she's regila, you give her one cup. If she's not regila, you give her two cups. That makes no sense. It should be the opposite. So the Gemara says, my kamar. What are you talking about? Amar b'yahki kamar. Regila b'fne ba'la shtei kosot. If when she's by the husband, she normally drinks two cups, then shelo b'fne ba'la notnim la kos echad. Then you send her one cup. When she's not b'fanav. But if she only drinks one cup in front of the husband, then you don't give her anything. So therefore, when the statement said that you don't send a lady wine, that's talking about a lady that drinks one cup at home, so she gets no cups. Oh, the bride that says if she's regila, she drinks. That's talking about a lady that drinks two cups at home, therefore they send her one cup al yedeh shadish. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, V'ibayetema. Gemara now is going to give a different interpretation to answer the stira. We had a stira. The Braita said what? Braita said, Rigila, you send her. But we learned from Rabbi Azad, you don't send wine. That's not on the list of things that you send. We have a stira. Do you send or don't you send? So we want to answer now, Rigila, not Rigila. And what's Pshat Rigila, not Rigila? If she's regila to drink two, she gets one. If she's regila to drink one, she gets none. Now the Gemara is going to answer a different answer. Ibayetema regila. If she's regila to drink wine, notnim la letzike kedera. You give her wine to give taste to the food.
Cooking wine.
Yeah, sometimes they cook with wine, so she's accustomed, so you give her wine for the for cooking. Now, like the Imam Ben-Gurion, and we learned the Gemara Ta'anit, he was considered one of the Ashirei Yerushalayim. He was one of the wealthy men from Jerusalem. Shepasku la hachamim. The hachamim were posek for his wife. She was a Shomeret Yavam, which means he died, and then she became a Shomeret Yavam. So therefore, they had to pay, send her food to live. So the rabbis were posek to send Nakdimon's wife, Satayim Yayin. Satayim's really a large amount of wine. Litzike kederam me'erib Shabbat to'erib Shabbat. A week. That was the amount of wine she got. She didn't feel that she was getting enough, but Amra la'en, so she tells the rabbis, Kach tefseku libnotechem. Which means when your daughters will be in this position, I hope that that's how much wine they're going to get also. Which means she felt she was getting shortchanged. So she says, yeah, well, when your daughters are in this position also, they'll get the same amount. So the Gemara says, Tana, Shomeret Yavam Aita, Velo Anu Ahare Amin. Which means they didn't answer Amin to this curse. Even though to them it really wasn't such a curse because they felt they were giving her an exorbitant amount of wine. So they would have said Amin, meaning, yeah, man, if our daughters are in such a position, we wish they'll get this amount of wine per week. But they didn't say amen because she was a Shomeret Yavam. They didn't want their daughters to be in this position, like Nakdimon Ben-Gurion's daughter. So therefore, wife. So therefore, they didn't say amen, even though the number was a big number, but they don't want to be in the position like that, so they didn't say amen to the Beracha. By Khalato, it's actually his daughter-in-law. You want to be Khalato, Khalato. Yeah, they're waiting for the Yavam to be available, exactly. So in the interim, they were supporting her. So they gave her a nice amount of wine. She didn't feel she was getting the right amount of wine. She said, yeah, you should get the same thing when your daughters are in this position over here. Yeah, yeah, she gets the point. He gets the support. Okay. Tana. Now the Gemara discusses wine for women. One cup is okay. Shenayim nivulu. Already, once you give two cups, that leads already to, you know, embarrassing or disgraced behavior. Shelosha, three cups, tovat bepe. Then already she's going to ask for tashmish verbally. Which we know, according to the Gemara, that's not a good thing. That's a midah migune. That's considered the isha hatsufa. And we say that the children don't come out good from such a bi'ah, where the lady was tovad bepeh. Now, of course, it's different that she signals for the tashmish, but when she verbally says that she wants the tashmish, that's not good. And the wine can bring that chutzpah nature out. Arba, four cups of wine. Afilu hamor tovad bashuk ve'ena makpedet. Even if she's, if a hamor claims her, she'll go after the donkey in the marketplace, which means she's it's like drunk at this. Anything goes. Amar Rava. So Rava says like this. That which we're just reading this braita over here. Lo shanu ela she'en ba'ala imma. This is all talking about where a husband is not with her. Which we're saying, only one cup and all that stuff over here, that's even before what we said, which means to say, we said if a lady drinks two cups and then we give him one cup, all these laws over here, we said a lady that's not nigila, the laws of drinking where we don't think it's, let's say like this, the laws that we said it's not right for the lady to drink away from her husband, that's because it's away from her husband. However, which we said already, even if you want to give her two cups, we're not concerned. Because what was the two cup issue? Two cups, she's become minuval. But she's in front of her husband, she'll go have be out with the husband. Understand with you? The two cup issue, that's only talking about away from the husband. But the two cups in front of the husband, so she didn't have a ta'ava, so she has a ta'ava. Husband's right there, so that's not going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the Gemara asks the question, Ve'ahana de ba'ala ima havai. So what are you talking about? But Hana, go back to the Hana story. Hana Ilkana was with her in Shiloh. And it says, you know, Hare Shato, he was doing the drinking, she wasn't drinking at all. Yes, we have a question over there. So comes the Gemara and says, Aksenai Shani.
Uh-huh.
Which means they were guests. They don't live in Shiloh. They live wherever they live. They live in Ramatayim Sofim. They came to Shiloh as guests. And a guest should not have Tashmish Amita. So therefore, since they were guests, Damar Avuna Minai Laksenai Shasur B'Tashmish Amita. We'll see why she didn't have Tashmish Amita. Shine Emar V'Yashkimu בבוקר וישתחוו לפני השם וישובו ויבואו אל ביתם הרמתה וידע אל קנת תחנה אשתו ויזכרה השם השתיים ויקרא לא. Which is only when he got home he went with his wife. When he was there he didn't go with his wife, and therefore even though you're right when the husband's this mutat after speech, but not if a person is a guest, because it's not private when you're with a guest. And also the sheets. It's not that's meguneh that the guest has to now dirty the sheets, or the balabait has to clean it and all that. So the halakha is less to have separate sheets that they brought with them, that they're going to, you know, clean it up and stuff like that. That's another story. But if there's no, it's already considered like, it's already meguneh. Okay, if they have a separate room or things like that, where it's more tziniut, then already it's a different discussion. But usually when they had their guests in those days, everybody was being together, so it's not modest. Okay, now the Gemara discusses a story with the wine. Homa de bitu de abaye. Homa was the wife of abaye. Atayle kamed de Rabba. She became widowed. She came in front of Rava. Amra le, so she says to him, Pesokli mizone. So I said, I want from the assets of my husband, I want mizonot. So I want support. Pasakla. Okay, so he gave her. He gave her a mizonot. Pesokli hamra. So she says she wants wine. Amarla, so Rava says, Yada'na be ben Nahmani. He says, I know Nahmani, that was Abaye's nickname. They used to call him Nahmani. Because it's a remez to Rava bar Nahmani. Because Abaye was a yatom. Rava bar Nahmani raised him. So therefore they would call Abaye Nahmani after Rava bar Nahmani, that was like his father that raised him. So the rabbi says over here, listen, I know your husband Nahmani, you know, he didn't drink wine. Abaye was a poor man. And therefore, you weren't regila, obviously. Which means only regila if the husband brings home wine. But he was a poor man, so therefore, you know, you're not regila. So therefore, you don't have a right to drink wine over here. So, Amrale, she says, Haye demor. And she makes a shivwa, like, you know, on your life. Dave meshkele bishufraze kehai. Which means not only did he drink wine, but he drank him in like goblets, you know, this size over here. So sort of a long, you know, a goblet over there that were very long over there. You know, she showed like the size of a hand, like, you know, she showed a hand like, you know, the size of my arm. Like in a goblet like this, she, you know, showed a hand how big a hand was. So the Gemara says, yeah, she drank a lot. He drank a lot, and therefore she was the gila also. And therefore she's asking for the wine. In the interim, as she's showing him, you know, the size of the cup, her arm became revealed. That's what she was doing. She was lifting up like this, so her arm became revealed. And all of a sudden, there was a light that entered the bed din. She was so beautiful that her arm had a certain radiance. And like it illuminated the bedding. So the Gemara says, "Kam Rabba." So Rabba left the bedding. Al lebete, he came to his house. Tav'a lebat Rav Hizda. Rabba was married to Rav Hizda. So he came home, and the daughter of Rav Hizda, bat Rav Hizda, and he wanted tashmish with his wife. He came home from the bedding. Amra lebat Rav Hizda. So Bataf Hashdat says, who was in the Beddin over here today? Which means this was not the normal way of the rabbi. So when he came home, he was with the Tashmish, so she says, what happened in the Beddin over here? What happened? Amarlah, so he says, Homad the Bitu de Abaye, Homad, the widow of Abaye, Nafka Abatra. I'm sorry, Amarlah, so Ravak Kazlogan says, Homad the Bitu de Abaye. That's it, she was in the Betin today, and therefore, Rabba story. Nafka Abatra. So now Rabba's wife chased her, Homa. Mahatala bikulpe deshida, and she hit her with the leather lock of the argaz, of like the chest of the of like a treasure chest. She started to hit her with like a metal piece over there. Some say it was made out of leather. Ad de afkale mikulim mehoza. She chased her out of the city. Amra la, she said to her, Katalt lichtlata, you already killed three men, three husbands. The atat l'miktal aharina, now already you wanna kill somebody else by showing them your beauty, now you wanna make them die as well. It seems that Choma, she got married three times, so she was like a katlanit. Okay, so therefore she really had no deen, she was not to get married over here. Wow, so obviously we're going like the opinion of three times. But the point is, she was saying, listen, it's not enough how many men you killed over here. Now you want to go seduce somebody else by showing them your arm, they're going to get married to you and they're going to die again? Enough! So Gemara says, Dibitu de Rav Yosef Bered Rava. That's the wife of Rav Yosef Bered Rava. Atai lekame de Rav Nechamia ben Rav Yosef. She was a widow, so she came in front of the rabbi. Amra le psokli mezone, pasakla. He gave her psokli hamra. Give me wine, pasakla. Amar la, so Rav Nechamia says, Yadana bihu bibne mehoza de shatu hamra. Listen, we know you come from mehoza. The people of mehoza, we know they drink wine. So therefore, it's regila, and therefore the husband must have drinking wine as well, and therefore there's no problem to give up. The bitu drav Yosef and drav Menashia medevil atay lekamed drav Yosef. I'm not a psokli mezone pasakla, psokli hamra pasakla, psokli shirae. She wants his like silk coats, garments. Amar la shirae lama. What do you want silk for? Amra le lach ul havrach ul havrurach. Which means that for you and for your friends and your friends' friends. Which means, so I don't lose my kavod, not in front of you and not in front of my friends. It seems she was used to such a status. So what do I need it for? For the social, for the friends, for the stature of the people. Which means, I guess she used to be walking around like that. She had a certain, exactly, an esteem, and now what? You're going to take that away from her? She says, no, I need it for the friends, and for the people that she shouldn't be embarrassed. Okay. And some say that she was saying it because she wants to get married to Hashuvi people. So they're saying, I need it for people like you. You and your friends that are Hashuvim. So I also want to marry people like that. So you got to give me the nice clothes so that the people that are Hashuvim will marry you. Mm. Will marry me. Good. We continue. Venoten la mita umapats. That's what we said. We give her a mapats. Mapats, we said, is about a soft mat. And we said a mahatzilit is a hard mat. Those are the things that she gets from time to time as she needs them. Mm. So the Gemara says, mapa umachzilit la malad yahivla. Which means, what does she need these items for? Which means, seemingly, she has the bed. The bed in the old days had leather, like a leather, not a mattress, but it was like a leather piece that was on the bed. So if she wants to lie down on the floor, she could lie down on this leather mat over here. What does she need this mapats and the machatzilis for? The chaura, it's an extra item that she says, Hare or shatuach al mita, the or that's spread out on the bed, tov ben ha-mapats. It's better than the mapats. So Gemara says, Amar Papa be'atra denehige demalu puria behable. We're talking about over here where there was no metal, where there was no leather. Dimbagar la, and therefore it's going to cause her tsar or trouble to, I guess, untie and retie. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hare or shatuah al mita tomen amapasu meshani batad demalu puria behable." במקום שאין רגילים לעשות שטיח אור למטה אלא סירוגי חבלים.
Right, it was they put like ropes, strings across the bed back and forth in order to keep like a hammock type of item that you would rest on that.
So that she said, "Umbagala mitzarela umaskirin ota."
I guess when you lie on that, it ages a person. Not as comfortable as a regular leather item. So therefore, she wouldn't always lie on that. She wants to put the mapats over the strings or over the ropes. And then she lies on that. I said, what's the matter? She has the leather. No, it's not a leather bed. It's a bed that has the ropes across. And therefore, just lying on that causes her to age. And therefore, give her the mapats. So she'll put on top of it, and that'll be considered her... A place where the beds were made out of leather, you don't need that mapatz because you just lie on the leather. Tanu Rabbanan,
en notnim la kar vakeset.
That's what pillows
and a mattress. Mishum Rabbi Natan amru notnim la kar vakeset.
Okay, so that's a machloket. Do you give her or don't you give her?
The charach, it all depends if what she's accustomed to. So the Gemara says, what's the case we're talking? Ide orha. If she's talking about she comes from a family that's accustomed to sleep with a pillow and a mattress, why did Tanakama say that you don't give it to her? You have to give her whatever she's accustomed to. The ide lav orha. And if it's not accustomed, my tamad the binatan. So what does the binatan say? You do give it to her. So the Gemara says, lo sericha kegon. The orhe dide velav orhe dida. We learned this several times over here. We're talking about the case over here was the husband's custom to sleep with the pillow and the mattress, but it wasn't the custom of the family of the girl to sleep like that. So now the question is, when does he have to upgrade her to his lifestyle? So therefore, some will argue that when they're living together. Then already we learned what she's upgraded to the way he lives. But in this case over here, they're not living together. She's living in a different place over there. So therefore, you're going to have the argument. Tanakama Saba, Tanakama holds what? Amar la. The husband could tell the wife, Ki azilna shakina lehu. Which means, when I go from you, I'm going to leave you in the hand of the shalish. I'm taking the comforters and the pillows. V'chi atina, maitina lo ba'adai. Which is when I come to the house, I'll bring the pillows. Which means when I'm staying with you, I'm gonna bring the pillows. I'm staying with you now, so now I'm gonna take the pillows back. He's gonna bring them back. Which I only have to give you these items when we're living together. We're not living together now, so therefore I'm not obligated. Which means I'll bring them with me the night that I come. Which means obviously she does holding. The upgrade is only when they're together. You don't got to upgrade the wife just living alone. V'Rabbi Natan Savar Amra Leh.
So Rabbi Natan, get the language, but just get the language. It's going to be effective for Rabbi Natan.
Ki azilna shakilna lehu.
Which means he's saying, when I leave you, and I'm leaving you in the hand of the shalish, I'm taking the pillows with me. And when I come back, I'll bring them back. Which means I'll travel with my own pillows and I'll bring them to you.
V'Rabbi Natan Savar Amra Leh. She could tell him, Zimni Dimitreme Benashemashot.
So what's going to happen? You're going to come to me Friday afternoon, Benashemashot. You're going to be too close to Shabbat. You're not going to be able to carry the Karim and the Ksatot. And what's going to end up happening? You're going to take my bedding. And therefore, Umagnitli Alara. You're going to put me on the floor. So therefore, you got to supply me with these items. Leave it here. Don't take these items. He's claiming. Don't worry. When I come, I'll bring them. But when I leave, I'm taking them with me. So therefore, she doesn't have this stuff. She comes over and says, "Listen, by the way, now, sometimes you're going to get the Erev Shabbat close to Shabbat. You're not going to have time to bring them. You're not going to be able to carry them. So what's going to end up happening? You're going to end up taking whatever I have. You're going to have one set, and I'm going to end up sleeping on the floor.
that therefore it's not good. So therefore, you supply it in the car, the care system, she should have her own set over there. And
what's the option?
Look at that. She kazina vani mashte otachai des chadish shakina lehu bahadai v'chi atina. When I come back, the shkibi imi maitina la. Then she says over there, v'shaklat ledidi. You're going to take my mapats. Because she doesn't have a comforter. She doesn't have a pillow. So what is he going to take? He's going to take a mat. Mapats sheli o im ekne kar v'kesem sheli. Or as she says, if I buy my own bedding, pillows and stuff like that, you're going to end up taking my stuff and I'm going to have nothing. So therefore, yeah, but it's hers. She's used to sleeping now on a pillow. So therefore she can claim, listen, you bring your own, bring it, leave it. Don't take it. Okay, one more piece. Venoten la kippa. So you gotta give her a kerchief from time to time. And clothes, we said, hamishim zuz from year to year. Amar le rapapa la abaye. Hai tana, the tana of our Mishnah, shiliach artelai. Verame mesane, which means, what is it? The normal way of a person that is not wearing any clothes but wears shoes, which means what are you giving so much credence to the shoes over here? Which means you said when it comes to the shoes, it's shalosh legalim. Every leg you got to give a different shoe. Mashiach, when it comes to clothes. The clothes items, once a year you supply a clothes. As if you're treating what the clothes going to wear out, and all she's going to have is a new pair of shoes. So the derech of the shaliach to wear shoes without clothes? What's going on over here? As she says, the shaliach is naked. Then I'm even saying he's wearing shoes. Mufshad ve'alum she'elo alifot begadim. Ela mishnah l'shana. ומן עליים כאמר ממועד למועד ושאר בגדים לא תחליט מועד והפשיט מתרגמין וישלח. Oh, that means שליח doesn't mean the messenger over here, right? Which means you stripped him naked. You stripped the naked. שליח, you ripped the clothes off and you can keep him with shoes. So אמר לה תנא במקום הרים כאה. The Tana was talking about a place over here where they're living in the mountains, where there's a lot of stones and rocky area over there. She needs three pairs of shoes just to navigate the terrain. Exactly. And by the way, you learn. Now we're just telling you, be smart when to give the shoes. Give the shoes on the Moed. In order that what? At least you'll have Simchat Yom Tov. Last point. Kelim shel hamishim zuz. So we said what? Also you got a supplier kelim of 50 zuz. Amar Abaye hamishim zuze peshite. That's the, they're calling it the zuz of the Medina. There's different type of zuzim. There's zuz of Tzuri and there's zuz of the Medina. So they're coming along to say that you give her the zuz of the Medina. Look at that she gives you the conversion. Zuze peshite, zuze Medina, shem sheminit shebezuze suri. So it's 1/8 the value of the zuz and suri. Right? Kol kesef Medina, whenever you say kesef Medina, it's a hat mashuna kesef suri. It seems the Medina, the valuation was 1/8 of the other price of Tzuri, like we said above. Okay, and then what do you do? So the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that? We know the price is devaluated because Amishnah was talking about who? The poor guy. If you're going to tell me, Hamishim Zuz Mamash, meaning Tzuri Zuz, which is 8 times the amount. Ani hamishim zuz minale. Where's the poor guy going to get 50 zuz of tzuri to buy clothes? Ela shma mina hamishim zuzer peshite. Must be talking about the cheaper, devaluated coin, which even the poor guy can afford.
Rabbanan motar mezonot lebaal. So the Braita says over here motar mezonot. What is motar mezonot? So Rashi writes kegon isha shemezonot amurim bemishpatenu odfim la. Which means she's not so hungry. So therefore there's extras. So the extra mizonot that the lady is not using, that goes back to the husband. Motar bedaot isha. The remnants of a cloth that wear out, so they go to the lady. She gets to wear the remnants. Motar bedaot isha lamala. What is she going to do with old remnants? What is she going to do with the old clothes? Amar hava shemitkase bahem bime nidata. Which means she wears those during the time of nida. Because if she can wear her regular clothes during the time of the nida, they're going to become stained. And then what? When she's not nida, she's wearing these stained clothes, she's going to become, disgusting on the husband. So therefore, let her wear her old garments that wore out during nida, get those dirty, and then during the night, nida, she'll be okay. So now she says, "Shelo tetgane al ba'ala, bimet ta'orata belovesh begadim shelavsha b'minidut." Right, by wearing the same clothes during Tahara times as she wore during Yidut, it's going to make her mitkanne. Good. Amar Abaye Naktinan. So we have a rule. Halakha. Motar belaot. The leftovers of the clothes that wore out, almana, of an almana, li yorshav. They go to the inheritors, which means she doesn't keep the clothes. So the Gemara says, Hatam udelot itgane be'ape. So the whole logic is what? That we don't want it to become mitganeh. But that's only a lady that's married to her husband. Over here, let her become miguneh. What do we care? She's not married over here. She's not no husband. So therefore, on the contrary, let the children get the bilaot. Because it doesn't apply to an almanah, this logic. It only applies to a lady that's married. That she shouldn't become disgusting to her husband. If the husband dies, so therefore, what do we care? Let the children inherit. Okay, noten na ma'achesef. Okay. So we said that the end of the Mishnah's language was, he gives her a ma'a kesef. Then at the end of the Mishnah it said, ve'ochelet imo melel Shabbat elel Shabbat. So we understood that every Lel Shabbat, which was the night of the Onah, he goes to the place where she is and he eats with her together. You have to remember, we're talking about a case over here where the man is sending his mizonot through a messenger. And they're not living together. So the Mishnah said, once a week they're together. When is that? Lel Shabbat? Ochelet Emo. So now we want to understand the terminology, Ochelet Emo. Is it literal? Or Ochelet Emo might mean it's a euphemism for Tashmish. So the Gemara says, my Ochelet, what does it mean, Ochelet? Rav Nachman Amar Ochelet Mamash. Ochelet, what it means. They go, they eat together, and that's what it is. Rav Ashi Amar Tashmish. No. It means Ochelet Emo. It's a nice way of saying that Lil Shabbat, they have Tashmish. Obviously, we're talking about, let's say, Onat Tamid Yachamim or something like that, where it's once a week. And therefore, that's the right, nice way of saying it. So Gemara says, Tenan Ochelet Emo Lele Shabbat. Right? The language of the Mishnah was, they eat together on Lele Shabbat. Bishlam Adam Adamar Achila. According to the opinion, it says, Zachida, Hainu Diktani, Ochelet. It says Ochelet. I mean, it's literal. We read it literal. El Aleman, the Amar Tashmish. But according to the opinion, it says, it's Tashmish, Mai Ochelet. What kind of language is that? Ochelet. Just say, Umishamesh Ima. It's Kamasa Mishnah Me'alia. The Mishnah is using nice language. The Mishnah doesn't want to use blatant language. Kidichtiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Achela Umahata Piha. Let's talk about a Zona. Somebody commits adultery. She eats. She cleans her mouth. The amira lo paati avin. And she says, I didn't do anything wrong. This is talking about piya shel mata, which means she commits adultery. And but the way it says it is akhla. So therefore, you see that akhla is a euphemism for tashmish. So therefore, there's room for saying that. The Gemara says, metive. We have a contradiction. Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer, ochelet belele Shabbat veShabbat. Oh. The Braita says that they eat together on Lil Shabbat and on Shabbat day. Very good. If you're saying it's Achila, so they eat together, two meals, Lil Shabbat and Shabbat lunch, let's say, right? And Ramad Amar Tashmish, Tashmish be Shabbat, Mi'ika. But what do you mean? There's no Tashmish on the day of Shabbat. Why not? Ve'amar Avuna, Yisrael Kedoshin Hin. The Jewish people are holy. They don't have tashmish during the day. Not modest. So the Gemara says, "Ha'amar Rava bebayit afil mutar." Rava Kazung says, "No, it's possible to have tashmish during the day. Bebayit afil in a dark house, which means it closes the shades, makes it dark in the room. So therefore, it's mutar. So you have no problem to say that it means tashmish. then there's tashmish. Why would he have tashmish on Shabbat also? So explanation is because it could be, let's say, he really supposed to have tashmish twice a week. Right? But he's away because he's not living together. So therefore he makes up the tashmish, one Shabbat and one Shabbat by day. What about tashmish during the day? By tafel, dark in the room. And therefore it's mutar. V'imaita minika. Okay, so what did we learn in the Mishnah? We learned in the Mishnah, if she's nursing, so then she doesn't have to fulfill her ma'asi adayim, her quota, because she needs time to nurse, so therefore they don't make her work as much. She doesn't have to produce the 5 sila'im of thread that she's producing for the husband. And we said also the husband has to provide her with more mizonot. You have to understand this logic. What else? Darash Rabbi Ula Rabba Afitcha de Benisiyah. Okay, so Rabbi Ula Rabba was Doresh at the gate of the Benisiyah. Afapish Amru En Adam Zanit Banavum Notav Kishem Kitanim. Even though we have a rule that we learned that a person is really not obligated to feed his children when they are kitanim, like we're not like say 6 years old and up. Really, it's not the obligation of the father to support them anymore. Aval zan kitane kitanim. Oh, but when they're very small, it is his obligation. So Gemara says ad kama. What's the cutoff? So Gemara says ad ben shesh. 6 years old. That's the cutoff point when a father has an obligation to support his children. Kedirabi no kedirab ased. Amar ased katan ben shesh. Yotze be'eruv immo, which means as long as the katan is by 6, he's yotze with the eruv of his mother. What does that mean? We're not the masechet eruvin. Everybody has a tchum Shabbat, right? You have 2,000 amot that you can walk, let's say, from outside the city. So let's say a person wants to extend his 2,000 amot, correct? So what he does is before Shabbat, he goes, he puts, let's say, a se'udah, and he puts it at one area, let's say, to the east. Okay, so it's considered now that he has a Shevitah in the east, so he's able to now take the 2,000 Amah from where he made his Shevitah with the Seudah from that point and on. Okay, so now we have a case over here. Let's say we have a mother and a father. Each one made Erubin, but on different sides. One made it to the east and one made it to the west. So the question is the kid, which Eruv is he bound by? So the Gemara says he's bound by his mother's Eruv. Why? Because at 6 years old still, he still needs the mother. Because he's young. So therefore, you see what? He's still dependent on the mother, which means he needs to be fed, he needs to be taken care of. So it says, Yotze be'eruv emo Rashi, arva emo le'tzafon. Okay, Rashi gives an example. Let's say the mother made the eruv to the north. Ve'aviv to darom. Imo modichato etzla. Ve'enaviya modicho etzlo. Right? The kid goes after the mother, but not after the father. Why? Sha'adai nusarich le'emo. Ubatra shadyur abanan. They put him after the mother. Al ma'ad shesh. צריך שיהיו עממו, ושם שהבעל זן אותה, כך זן אותו עמה. That's exactly what the Mishnah was saying. When the Mishnah says you got to give him more mizonot, the more mizonot is not only for her, so she can have better milk and things like that. It's for the kids, to support the kid. She's once ready, she's minika, she's got to upgrade the mizonot, because now he's supporting two people. Just like he's got to support the wife, he also has to support the child. So the Gemara says, "Mimai." How do you know that this is the fact? Midiktani aita minika. If she was nursing, pochatim la mimasi adeha. Well, we don't obligate her on a masi adeha as much. However, umosifim la amizonotea. But we upgrade, we add to her mizonot. My tama la mishum debayel lemecha al bada. The reason must be because the child has to start eating with the mother now, which means you're supporting two people now. You're feeding the mother, but you also have an obligation to feed ketane ketanim until the child is 6 years old. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma mishum deholahi." Who told you? Who told you the reason why you're giving her extra mizonot is because you're giving it to the kid? Maybe it's because she's sick. After she gave birth, maybe she's sick, and therefore you have to give her extra mizonot. So the Gemara says, "Imken litni im haita chola." Then the Mishnah should say, "Give her more mizonot if she is sick." My im haita minika. Minika is mashma. Even if she's not sick, if she's, once she's nursing already, there's an extra kid there, so therefore the mizonot have to be added. V'dilma kamashmala, and maybe the point of the Mishnah is to teach me the stam minikot cholot ninu. Yeah, maybe that's not the Mishnah. Then you got to know once a lady gives birth, she's nursing, she has a din of chola. Therefore, you got to give her extra food. Nothing to do with the child. You can't, no ra'ayah from our Mishnah that a father's obligated to feed his children that are ketanim. We thought to bring a proof by saying, what? What's the reason why you're giving a moment to know when she gave birth? Oh, must be because you're giving some to the kid. So you see what? The father has an obligation to the kid. Who said? Maybe the whole obligation is to the wife. So why are you upgrading a mizonot? Because she's considered a chola. So say chola. No, that's the point of the Mishnah. Stam me naked. It's chola. So comes the Gemara and says, itmar. אמר רבי יהושע בן נביא מוסיפים ליין שהיין יפה לחלב. One thing is certain, you give a little more wine during the time of the nursing. Why? Because the Gemara says that the wine is good for the halav, is good for the milk.